Nightclubs are a safe space for everyone to go and have a good time, or at least they're supposed to be. Every year, individuals report assault and discrimination in clubs. Emily Nasser, a 20-year-old Malaysian girl studying in the United Kingdom, is one of them.
I am Asian, so it didn't really help when I go to clubs and there are people who are drunk and they get quite aggressive and they start saying racial slurs to me. I don't appreciate that because, I mean, at the end of the day, I am a woman and I'm not very tall, I'm quite tiny, and the fact that they could discriminate me and I can't do much about it is quite upsetting. There was a time where I went on a night out in London with my friends, and what happened was we decided to go for pre-drinks at a bar. And of course, when we went to a bar, there was more men than there were women, and it was really weird because my friends and I were Asians, and it was very clear that we were the only Asians there. And over time, when the guys started to get more drunk, they got a little bit more aggressive and they started saying all these slurs, and then they were coming at my friend for it. And then eventually, one of them actually poured a drink at one of my friends, and it was actually really scary to see because I had no idea what to expect next.
Although this might be common, what most people don't think is that security guards can also be victims of discrimination. John Smith, a 20-year-old Pakistani security guard in Colchester, explains some of the things he has been through and why he's scared of working every day.
Every time I'm working, I am absolutely terrified because regardless of what you do, there will always be someone ready to complain or ready to have a fight. I've been racially slurred. I've had a lot of colourful things said to me. I mean, one company I worked for, someone ended up racially slurring me and I wasn't having it. My employers ended up calling me, telling me, oh, that wasn't the right thing to do, that wasn't very professional, you should just let it slide. And I was like, great, I should tolerate intolerance. And I tell you, it is a blessing when you meet a nice, one nice customer makes your whole day.